Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own? Have I forgotten the crown you bore?
Hi, it's Thursday, March 12, 2020, and here is our daily readings for Thursday, March 12th. From our daily reading plan, Seek Him, from Psalms 35, 19-28, Exodus 19-10 through 20-21, and Matthew 23, 23-32, Psalm 35, 19-28. Let not those rejoice over me who are wrongfully my foes, and let not those wink the eye who hate me without cause. For they do not speak peace, but against those who are quiet in the land. They devise words of deceit. They open wide their mouths against me. They say, "Aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. You have seen, O Lord. Be not silent. O Lord, be not far from me. Awake and rouse yourself for my vindication. For my cause, my God and my Lord, vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, 'Aha, our heart's desire.' Let them not say, 'We have swallowed him up.' Let them be put to shame and disappointed altogether, who rejoice at my calamity. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, who magnify themselves against me. Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, 'Great is the Lord, who delights in the welfare of his servant.' Then my tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long." Exodus 19:10-20:21. The Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people, and you shall set limits for the people all around, saying, 'Take care not to go up into the mountain or touch the edge of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot. Whether beast or man, he shall not live. When the trumpet sounds a long blast, they shall come up to the mountain.' So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and consecrated the people, and they washed their garments, and he said to the people, 'Be ready for the third day. Do not go near a woman.' On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very long trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses on the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, 'Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the Lord to look, and many of them perish. Also, let the priests who come near to the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them.' And Moses said to the Lord, 'The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you yourself warned us, saying, "Set limits around the mountain and consecrate it." And the Lord said to him, 'Go down and come up, bringing Aaron with you. But do not let the priest and the people break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them.' So Moses went down to the people and told them, And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Now, when all the people saw the thunder, and the flashes of lightning, and the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." The people stood far off while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. Matthew 23:23-32. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and forgiveness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others, you blind guys straining out the gnat and swallowing a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside also may be clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous, saying, "If we had lived in the days of our father, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Thus you witness against yourself that you are sons of those who murder the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers." This is the word of the Lord in our readings for Thursday, March 12th. Something interesting about our Exodus passage. God comes with power and glory, as he said he's going to come, as the people are warned that he's going to come, that the people may be able to hear from the Lord, the people may be able to speak with the Lord, because God is coming to speak with them. That's what he tells Moses. And the people say, "You speak to us, and we will listen, But do not let God speak to us, lest we die. This is reverent fear to the Lord that the people of Israel have. This is a reverent fear, understanding who God is, understanding how holy God is, how other God is, and how not holy they were. And that's why Moses says to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin. As these 10 commandments are doled out, and further commandments are to come. But these 10 commandments have been doled out, and God has spoke. God spoke these to the people. God audibly spoke these from Mount Sinai. And we got to ask, what's the primary purpose of the Ten Commandments? And I mentioned this a couple of days ago in our readings, the primary purpose of the Ten Commandments, and that is relationship, proper relationship. The Ten Commandments show us how we are to have a proper relationship with God, with ourselves, and with others. The first three commandments in particular is, no other gods before me, no idols, don't take my name in vain. Don't take God's name in vain, I should say, because God is saying this. The first three deal with our relationship with God. God should be first. God is the subject. There's nothing more we trust in this world but God. And we're not going to speak God's name lightly. We are not going to call upon the Lord lightly, but we're going to understand when we call upon the Lord, we are calling upon the holy, holy, holy Lord, maker of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. We will be in proper relationship with God if we do these three things. Then there's this next one. You shall remember the Sabbath day, our relationship with ourselves, to understand how important rest is, how important it is to take that time, to take a deep breath, and then honor your father and mother. Don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't bear false witness, don't covet. These all deal with our relationship with others. And as Jesus would say, if we would love the Lord our heart with the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves, the entire law and the prophets hinge on that. That's because this law was given to us so that we would relate to each other, to ourselves, and to God in a holy manner. And this is just 10 commandments of many more commandments to come. But once again, they're commandments so that we would have a proper relationship with God, with ourselves, and with others. Because that is something we all really need to work on, is having a proper relationship with ourselves, with God, and with others. Because he's called us into relationship with ourselves, with him, and with others. This is what it means to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is what it means to love your neighbor as you love yourself. This is the word of the Lord. And the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.